Welcome to Brother, Sister, Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week we are talking about
our top five favorite viral videos.
So we wanted to go with viral videos that are the spontaneous type. Maybe yes. Ones that you wouldn't necessarily think were going to be huge videos, but then get passed on a million times and become, you know, huge things that everyone's talking right. about and everyone has seen.
Weren't necessarily, like, produced to be watched a lot. They just happened to get really popular.
Yeah. These are really fun.
Yeah. We'll definitely throw in some clips in our show notes so you guys can check these out in case somehow you haven't seen these viral videos.
Absolutely. We'll have links to all of these videos.
Yes.
Would you like to start?
Sure. My number five is Montgomery's Flea Market.
This is on my list.
Okay, we'll come back to it. Go ahead.
My number five viral video is titled, Noah Takes a Photo of Himself Every Day for 6 Years.
I just saw this.
Really?
I had never heard of this or seen it or anything, and then just like a few days ago I happened upon it. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a narcissist, and so this is like the type of thing that I can totally see doing. I think that just watching that sort of evolve, and you kind of see the subtle shifts in his hair, mm-hmm. and even a little bit, you know, over the course of 6 years in his facial features a little bit. And
right.
It's just really interesting. Like, I think it would be super interesting if we could all do that.
Yeah, it'd be crazy to see how everything changes.
It would, because to see it all in that short of a span really, like, I guess points out how much we evolve,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you see people on a regular basis, you don't realize how much people change.
Yeah.
Just even in the course of those kind of cycles of haircuts and things.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to watch. And after this video got really big, it got copied by a ton of people. So
right.
I've seen a bunch of different versions. I've even seen commercials that kind of play off of this same idea.
Yeah.
That kind of came out after that video got really big. But I just think it's a really cool one.
Yeah, that's a good one. My number four is Dad Watching Kids Fall.
I have not seen this.
It's just a dad sitting in his car waiting for his kid to come out from school. He's picking his daughter up from school. And there's this icy patch on the sidewalk. And all these kids are walking out to go to the bus or to walk to their parents' car. And like 10 different kids slip and fall on it.
That's amazing.
And the dad is just cracking up. And he's like, oh, wait, here comes another, like narrating. It's really, really funny. Him laughing so hard at it is just as funny as the kids falling.
That's
They're
funny.
Like middle school age. It's not like little kids falling.
So it's slightly less
so
mean.
So it's slightly less mean. I mean, it's still kind of mean, but
that's funny. I'm definitely
really
going to watch
funny.
That when we put it in the
yeah.
show notes.
Yeah, it's a good one. So that's my number four.
My number four is a cover of Hey Jude by a little boy.
Yes, that one actually almost made my list. That's
it's so cute. I think that like cute videos of little kids and animals is pretty much what YouTube is for.
Yeah.
And music videos.
Yeah.
That's it, I think. That's pretty much it.
That little boy is so cute.
So cute. And it being that song makes it cuter mm-hmm. kind of too. But that one got really big.
Yeah, the parts where the song like really builds up and he's like singing kind of passionately.
Yeah, it's so good. So
he's way more talented than me. My number three is Dog Tangled in Leash. The names I feel silly saying. This one actually was a Vine that ended up on YouTube and became huge. And it's just two dogs out in the yard together. And the person filming zooms in right at the perfect time of the dog looking up and its whole face is like tangled in its leash and it's like pulling its face up really weird. And they dubbed "You're Beautiful" over it.
That's funny.
Which is just makes it so much funnier. And it's one of those videos that, I mean, it's just a quick like 5 second video or whatever, but
right.
I cannot handle it every single time I see it. I laugh so hard at it. So
that's funny. My number three is David After Dentist.
This is a good one.
This is a classic viral
it
video
is.
To me. Like,
I
this is
like
one of the Mount Rushmore of viral videos.
Yeah,
I feel like
this is like when I realized what viral videos were.
Right, where
yeah.
that was like becoming part of the lexicon.
Right.
Yeah. If you haven't seen David After Dentist, you're one of the very few.
Yeah.
But it is a child shortly after visiting the dentist, and he's still under the effects of the medication that he's been given.
Yeah.
And he's sort of hallucinating, kind of. It's really funny, though, because it's coming from this vantage point of this small child. And he says things like, is this real life?
There's so much innocence in it, but it's also how anyone would act coming out of, like, anesthesia.
It's so funny, though. Yeah.
My number two is Nunchucks in the Parking Lot. Have you seen this video? Oh, my gosh. My favorite viral videos are just people who, like, happen upon these things. Because this one is also just a guy sitting in his car. And he's in a parking lot of a grocery store and happens to see another man out in the parking lot practicing nunchucks.
That's awesome.
And he's narrating through the whole thing, and his narration is so spot on and funny. And then kind of the biggest part is him throwing them up in the air and tries to catch them and hurts his finger really bad. It's so, so good. I mean, yeah, if you have not seen this one, you have to watch it. I know you'll like it.
My number two is Flea Market Montgomery.
Oh, it's so good.
That's so funny.
It was the only one that I was like, is this still within our rules, kind of being a smaller video that happened to...
I think it totally is, because even though it was produced for the purposes of advertising, there's no way that they had any idea it was going to become huge on that level.
Yeah.
And the people who will never visit that flea market would see it and repost it and kind of spread it in that way.
It is the catchiest song.
It's so catchy. It's just like a mini mall. Oh, man. It's so funny. The production value on the video is just so great.
Yeah.
And I love it because it's sort of like, it's people making a genuine attempt. Like, it's not a skit. It's right. not supposed to be funny. And
ironic.
That's kind of what makes it so great, is that there is that, like, genuine aspect to the way that it's made. But it's also just so funny. Yeah,
it is the best. And if you hear it once, you're singing it all day.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, for sure.
So they accomplished a lot with that commercial. It was a success, for sure.
Oh, beyond their wildest dreams.
My number one is Apparently.
My number one is Apparently.
You actually showed me this video not that long ago.
That's because I love this video.
It is the best.
I will watch the video. I just cue it up to make myself feel better.
Yeah, me too. If I just need a smile,
yeah,
I'm
going to
watch the Apparently video.
It definitely will put a smile on my face.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen this, yes, it's Noah Ritter. And he's being interviewed for the local news about the rides at the fair. And he's just born to be on live television, mm-hmm. even though he has never been on live television yeah. before.
And he uses the word apparently pretty frequently through his description of the rides.
He got picked up after this video went so big. He was on a lot of other TV shows and things. And in particular, he was on the Ellen Show mm-hmm. several times.
A couple times, yeah.
And he's just a really funny, precocious little kid. Mm-hmm. And his appearances on some of those Ellen bits are also really funny to watch.
Yeah, he's just the most charming little boy. And you can tell he is, even after, you know, all of this happens and he ends up on Ellen and stuff, you can tell he's just being who he is. And he's just really funny and has this big personality and... obviously worked out well for him.
So those were our top five viral videos.
Yeah, hope you guys liked them. We would love to hear what your top five viral videos would have been. If you want to tweet at us, you can find us on Twitter at BSL Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram at Brother Sister Lister, and definitely use the hashtag Brother Sister Lister for either of those. We'd love to hear what you guys think, or, you know, tag us in some different viral videos you like.
You can find us on the web at brothersisterlister.com. You can find all of our past and future episodes there. Always check out the show notes. For this episode, we'll have the links to all of these viral videos. But for different episodes, we might have links to websites or products that are related to the list. So always check those out.
Also, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. We do new episodes every week, so we'd love for you guys to join us. And while you're there, if you wouldn't mind leaving a rating or review, we love getting that feedback from you guys, and it also helps other people find the show.
Thanks for listening, and until next week, call your mom.
Tell her you love her.
Bye.
Bye.
What did you think about the ride?
It was great.
And apparently, I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.